Good evening, radio listeners. You have tuned in to Doug Knight and Jenny England's podcast for the fourth week of Donna and Eric's film class.
We will talk for a few minutes about the film Singing in the Rain. For this podcast, we've hidden the mic and a cup of pencils on the table between us to demonstrate the struggles that early talkie filmmakers experienced. So excuse us as we try to master the art of speaking into the bush.
Yeah, this is what the large part of the film, Singing in the Rain, was all about. You know, the awkward transition from silent films into talkies.
Two of the main characters in the film, Lena Lamont and Don Lockwood, could talk about whatever they wanted to while acting for silent films, because none of the sound that was present on set made it into the theaters. When film transitioned, filmmakers had to be a lot more intentional about sound during filming.
What exactly do you mean by intentional?
I mean that the director had to be more thorough and make sure things like heartbeats, breathing, or cameras couldn't be heard during sound recording. These things mattered now that they were sound, when before, they didn't.
Yes, before voice could be added to the film, it was almost as if voice was implied. For example, the audience expected Lena Lamont's voice to be as elegant as she looked on screen. That's one of the cool things about film, is the ability to imply sensory that isn't really there for us. I'm thinking of when they dropped the 2 tons of stone from the Lord of the Rings that we watched, because they found the right combination of sound and visuals. You can get the feel and the weight of the stone.
True. So in Singing in the Rain, everyone except Lena predicted that having Lena actually speak during filming would be career suicide. To solve this problem, the idea of using Kathy Seldon's voice while still using Lena Lamont's image was brought up. At this time, this was genius. Dubbing and voiceovers are quite common nowadays, but in the 50s, this was magic.
So what you're saying is Harry Potter would be a good film director, eh?
Precisely.
He would definitely have the insight into how spellcasting sounds. I mean, we just believe what the movies tell us, you know? All those whooshy swooshy noises, real spellcasting, might sound like a flock of geese. But we take the sound as real because it matched the action on the screen. Just like dubbing. That was Gerard Butler dubbing for me there, by the way.
Right. So anyway, back to Singing in the Rain. It is a musical, and therefore lots of singing and dancing. Some of the songs that were used were popular during the time, and some were made especially for the movies. All the songs had an upbeat, entertaining feel to them.
I mean, if I just walked out of the movie theater, I wouldn't know which song to get stuck in my head first. That's how I feel about the music in this movie. I think the musical element is what I enjoyed the most.
Do you think that's because you just love musicals, or was it something more specific like the tone of the music or the plot that lay under the music?
Tone definitely had something to do with it, but first it had to be the variety and the energy that ran throughout all the numbers.
Yeah, I would say my favorite part was all the wit, especially Cosmo's act to make him laugh. Every character in the film had their own style of sarcasm or wit that kept the audience's attention. I think another thing that attracted audiences was the color. Singing in the Rain was filmed in Technicolor, which uses 3 film strips that are later combined in the development process. The result is really vivid color.
Obviously, they tried to make use of the vivid color from the Technicolor process. But do you think they did it enough? I mean, could they have played up color more?
I don't think so. I don't think they needed to. They pretty much maxed out when Don was explaining the extra scene to RF that needed to be filmed. The color was extraordinarily bright and energizing.
But that was just during that one part. I mean, think of The Wizard of Oz. That whole movie, every scene is exploding with color.
Well, The Wizard of Oz was a crazy, fantasy, out-of-this-world movie that deserved a lot of color. While Singing in the Rain is pretty awesome, it didn't need that much color to say what it needed to say.
Right. Well, maybe Gene Kelly knew where to use lots of color and where to hold back. That's why the highly colorful scenes look so amazing and bright.
It's funny that you use the word bright, because while the film is in fact bright and colorful, Rain is usually not. The scene where Gene Kelly is walking home in the rain and bursts out into song is a rather dark and dreary image. However, it is juxtaposed with his skippy dancing and joyful singing.
Would you say the same goes for the contrasting title? Singing is a sunny, the hills are alive with the sound of music type deal. And rain is, ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
No. That's pretty much what I just said, Douglas. Right.
Okay. Well, Rain or Shine, the film had its music. It had dance, it had music, it had color, it had Technicolor, it had rain, Milky,
Doug!
And lots of comedy. Great.
Okay, a little less theatric so the mic can pick up your lines.
Sorry.
Well, thanks for joining us. Be on the lookout for Lynn and Kim's podcast next week.